What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I'm going to start with two review questions before getting to our patron question. The first review comes from a boy named Gabe, and he asks, what if there were a superhero cat? Well, once that question got picked, I thought to look for another cat question, and I found one from Emma. She asks, what if cats turned into fairies? Oh, it's a lot of cat transformation here, and we've got one more question from a patron named Willa.
My name is Willa. I'm 7 years old. I like my cat, Percy. What if JF Cat had a friend named Percy, and every time he purred, everyone around him fell asleep? And what if the sea turned pink? Bye.
All right. Now we're cooking with cats. That sounds bad. Now we're cooking. And also there are cats involved. No. All right. Before we get into our story, I should let you kids know that today's episode is a bit of a cliffhanger. The ending's still kinda sweet and fun, but you'll get the rest of the story next week. Now, what if JF Cat had a friend named Percy, and every time he purred, everyone around him fell asleep? And what if the sea turned pink, plus a superhero cat, and cats turning into fairies? JF Cat had just found out that Fred the dog would be the next president. I feel like I got the least special job, leading the Fair Force. I used to be special, but what am I now?
I'm sorry, JF Cat, were you saying something?
I was just napping, of course.
You kitties and your naps. All right, let's help Fred the dog get to his inauguration.
But as Abacus spoke, JF Cat's collar started to shake.
Brr, 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 brr.
My goodness, it's purse code.
Brr, brr, brr.
My friend Percy is in trouble.
Brr, brr, brr.
I've got to assemble the Fair Force and get to the desert quick. He scratched down a quick note for What If World's new cabinet.
I don't see why you have to scratch it into my robe.
It was the only thing handy. Pie.
Very well.
I must help.
Why don't you just tell me the message?
Oh, I'm doing that right now. My friend Percy.
How many R's are in...
Must visit desert. Oh, I spelt it with two S's rather than one. Let me cross that out.
No,
Desert be right back. Love, Jojo.
He's writing his full name.
Fluffy Cat.
Okay, very good.
Former President. P.S.
JF Cat, no offense, but I'm going to fast forward you to the desert now.
Oh, I was wondering when you'd do that. And JF Cat appeared at the edge of the desert to see a blue-gray cat wearing a cool, sleek fedora with his long ears poking through holes in the brim. Hey, JF Cat. Finally making time for your old friend, Percy. I've been president. It's been very busy. Most days I was only able to nap 18 and a half hours. Now ain't that a shame? And now you're not president no more. So what are you gonna do all day? Percy, you better tell me what the emergency is. I'm leader of the Fair Force now. I've got responsibilities. And just then, a green streak zipped across the sky with a weird yellow cloud trailing underneath it. It was Patty Pan, a flying green schnauzer, carrying a rather airsick howdy pooch, a big golden retriever dressed as a cowboy.
Oh, put me down, Patty Pan!
Oh, we made it!
Oh, Howdy, Pooch.
And Patty Pan, reporting for duty.
Listen, we've got some kind of desert emergency.
Oh, boy. Our first desergency.
Yep, yep. Hooray!
All right, Percy, spill the beans.
Well, I'm afraid it's not quite like that. You see, we actually called you up here to let you know that we've changed the name of the Mojave Desert.
Oh, I don't understand.
Now it's called the Mojojo Desert.
After you. And a bunch of cats leapt up from behind a sand dune.
Surprised,
Mr. President. You're telling me my legacy is having the world's biggest litter box named after me?
Well, 21st biggest.
Oh, great.
I bet it's the 11th biggest subtropical desert.
What an honor.
Ooh-wee. You're famous, JF Cat.
Yep, you are. We're both so proud of you, even though we just met.
All right, Fur Force, let's pack it up.
Hey, whoa, hey. All these cats put a lot of work in for you.
And I appreciate it. But there are emergencies out there I've got to see too.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Said a big, beautiful golden cat as she climbed to the top of the dune.
There is one more surprise at the heart of the desert.
You're Cleocatra, the cat who napped for 2,000 years.
2,048. But who's counting?
You're like an immortal cat. That's so cool.
Hey, what am I, a hairball?
Lead on, Cleocatra.
Cleocatra took off like a shot, and JF Cat followed her across the Mojojo Desert.
Oh, so if the famous cat Empress asked you to do something,
and Percy took off after his friend.
Yep, this can't be good,
said Patty Pan, picking up Howdy Pooch again for a fly.
Oh, it's never good when I got to fly.
After a grueling sprint under the desert sun, they crested a towering dune and saw Cleocatra sitting tall and serene beside a big red button.
When I wanted to take the longest nap a cat has ever taken, I found this button and pushed it. That is how I got the power to sleep without aging.
So just push that button and I'll get some kind of powers.
Cleocatra, we didn't talk about no superpowers or nothing.
But a black and orange striped cat was already jumping away from the rest of the clowder. A clowder of cats is like a pack of wolves. And as this Toyger cat ran towards the button, he sang.
The wonderful thing about Toygerth is Toygerth can be anything. I happen to be a boy cat with pig-painted nails who can sing. Oh.
JF Cat was supposed to go first.
But Toyger was already jumping on top of the big red button. As soon as he did, his pink painted nails started to grow and glow.
Whoa, I love pink.
And the red button turned pink.
Whoa.
Toyger scrambled off the red button, but it was hard to balance with these extra long nails. And when he rolled back onto the desert and his claws touched the sand, the color pink started to spread out from them in a wave.
Meow, wow, wow.
Meow, what's happening?
I'm making everything pink. What a wonderful day. Pink's my favorite color.
It's far superior to gray.
And all the cats scrambled away from these pools of pinkness as Toyger started running out of the desert. Is there, that going to be a problem?
As long as he doesn't turn the sea pink.
You mean cause fishies' evolutionary traits are based on the colors of the waters that they live in?
Yep, and the whole food chain could be disrupted.
All right, we've gotta stop him. Let's go, cats.
Don't you all want magic powers to help you?
And Tabby Tallulah was already pushing the button.
She's Alabaster Zero's vampire cat. Giant black and red butterfly wings spread from her back, and she flew into the air, spilling dark-colored fairy dust everywhere she flapped.
Now I am a cat vampire fairy.
That feels like at least one too many things. But, I wouldn't mind having some fairy wings of my own.
My fairy dust
will only give wings to other cats, unfortunately for you.
And all the other cats ran toward Tabby Tallulah, and under her sprinkling shower of dark fairy dust, they sprouted big butterfly wings of their own in every color you can imagine and took to the skies. All except for Percy and JF Cat.
You know, I thought Cleocatra's surprise was gonna be like a statue of you or something, but no, it's fine. She's given me a chance to be special again.
Hey, there's no magic button that makes you special.
Well, there's a literal magic button right there that gives you special powers.
No, JF Cat, you gotta be a good person now. And you gotta be right with yourself, or else no amount of power's gonna make you feel special.
And the blue-gray cat leapt over to the button and picked it up out of the sand.
Wait, what are you doing? Oh, I might need powers to stop all those other cats.
But Percy was already pushing the pink button down the back of his blazer.
Nobody gets to push a button and figure out who they are.
That's part of the fun of being alive.
And Percy took off over the dunes. But with his first leap, Percy's blazer stretched tight over the button and... pink magic puffed out from Percy in a cloud.
This wasn't part of the plan.
Oh, but magic feels really good.
This can't be good.
And as Percy's deep purr rumbled through the desert, JF Cat, Howdy Pooch, and Patty Pan started feeling very sleepy.
Percy, what have you heard?
Well, I think it's time to take a little nappy poo.
Yep, yep, you're right.
When JF Cat's eyes finally blinked open after a nice long nap, the Mojo Joe Desert was dark and cold.
Howdy Pooch, Patty Pan, wake up!
The two dogs came to and leapt into action.
All right, Fair Force, we've got an army of fairy cats giving superpowers to every cat they encounter.
Yep, it's a pretty typical Monday.
And if Toyger turns the seas pink, he could disrupt what-if world's entire ecosystem.
Patty Pan, do you have any of that there emergency fairy dust?
Yep, just enough to get us to the shore.
Well, all right. Hop on my back, JF Cat. We got some flying to do.
The end? All right, Willa, Gabe, and Emma, I hope you enjoyed the first half of your story. There will be some more superhero and fairy cats next week. And more Percy, too. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-creator, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know there's no measuring stick for how special you are or how normal you are. I'm much more interested in meeting people who try to do the right thing, even if it's not always the most cool, amazing, spectacular thing. Do you think JF Cat will do the right thing in the end? Do you think he's gonna push that magic button to get superpowers? I can't wait to find out with you next week. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is what if world.
Northwest Children's Theatre presents Go Dog Go, May 18th through June 9th at the Judy. See P.D. Eastman's classic children's book Skate, Swerve, and Leap from page to stage. NWCT's Go Dog Go tickets are on sale now at nwcts.org.